Of all things, a monumental day. On December the 23rd, 1905, 100 years after the Prophet Joseph Smith's birth, the church dedicated a memorial at his birthplace in Sharon, Vermont. In 1884, all that was left of the Smith family's small home was a hearthstone and a decaying foundation. The church rebuilt a memorial home around the hearthstone. A large monument was also built. The monument, a shaft of Vermont granite, was the tallest polished granite shaft in America at that time. It still stands today, 38.5 feet high, 1 foot for each year of the prophet's life. At the dedicatory service for the monument, President Joseph F. Smith, Joseph Smith's nephew, left a blessing. Peace be with you, and unto this place, unto this monument, and unto all who come to visit. Proceedings 26. Feliz Navidad. The seminary students of the Juarez Academy in northern Mexico made a plan to help the missionaries in their area to spread the gospel during Christmas. 350 students each contributed a brightly wrapped Book of Mormon that included their testimonies for the missionaries to give to their investigators in the Colonia Juarez and Colonia Dublin stakes. Leadership tip. Bearing your testimony to your quorum or class members is a good way to bless their lives and strengthen their testimonies as well as your own. Being a leader means more than organizing and delegating. It means being an example of faithfulness and obedience as well. Our covenants. Every member has made a covenant to do works of kindness as the Savior would do. So any call to bear witness and to care for others is not a request for extra service. It is a blessing designed by a loving Heavenly Father and His Son Jesus Christ. They have provided such calls as well as other settings, sometimes without a formal call, all for the same purpose. Each is a chance to prove what blessings flow from being a covenant people, and each is an opportunity for which you agreed to be accountable. From the Ensign, November 1996, page 31, by Elder Henry B. Eyring of the Quorum of the Twelve. Christmas activity ideas. Gather a group of family members and friends and go Christmas caroling. If there are small children in your home or neighborhood, help them retell the story of Jesus' birth with each child playing a part. Invite friends and neighbors. Learn how to say Merry Christmas in a few languages. Check out videos from your meeting house library about the life of the Savior. Read the accounts of the birth of the Savior in the New Testament and the Book of Mormon with your family. Make and send Christmas cards to loved ones and those who might be lonely at this time of the year, like missionaries or widows in your ward. Each of us is an innkeeper who decides if there is room for Jesus. From the Ensign, November 1992, page 66, by Elder Neil A. Maxwell of the Quorum of the Twelve. End of all things.